Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of technology news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
How promotional products suppliers benefit from ERP software. Promotional products suppliers can benefit greatly from ERP software. This software helps with enhanced inventory management, improved order processing, and streamlined supply chain operations. It also enables data-driven decision-making, enhanced customer relationship management, efficient financial management, scalability, and flexibility. ERP systems promote improved collaboration and communication within the company. By utilizing ERP software, promotional product suppliers can streamline operations, optimize inventory management, and enhance customer relationships, ultimately leading to better decision-making and financial success in the marketplace.
Q&A with Shubha Govil, Chief Product Officer at Sauce Labs. Shubha Govil, Chief Product Officer at Sauce Labs, brings over two decades of experience in enterprise SaaS platforms and applications. She has led initiatives at top tech companies like Cisco, Amazon, and Twilio. At Sauce Labs, Shubha focuses on driving innovative product strategies and leveraging data for automation. The company is launching Sauce AI Insights, a solution that provides automated test failure detection and software behavior analysis. With a customer-first mindset, Shubha aims to shape innovative products and industry-leading execution. Sauce Labs prioritizes AI-driven automation and intelligence to simplify CI/CD processes and enhance digital transformation. The company's platform offers end-to-end quality assurance, empowering developers and application owners with real-time insights and efficient testing tools. Shubha emphasizes a collaborative product culture that prioritizes customer empathy and experimentation. Her advice to emerging product leaders is to obsess over the problem, prioritize ruthlessly, and focus on building scalable solutions for long-term impact.
Q&A with Matt Kunkel, co-founder and CEO of LogicGate. Matt Kunkel, co-founder and CEO of LogicGate, a Chicago-based SaaS company, is doubling down on product innovation by enhancing capabilities, expanding AI features, and developing predictive solutions to mitigate future risk. With a background in management consulting, Kunkel and his co-founders identified the need for a SaaS GRC platform that offers a holistic view of enterprise-wide risk with flexibility and scalability. LogicGate's Risk Cloud platform stands out in the crowded GRC market by embedding AI governance strategies, empowering customers to define AI usage, and offering AI-powered features like Spark AI for risk-based decisions. The company's modern approach with no-code architecture, AI features, and real-time monitoring sets it apart from legacy systems, catering to the needs of both SMBs and large enterprises. LogicGate's recent innovations like Spark AI and the Value Realization Tool are transforming risk and compliance management by streamlining processes, automating workflows, and providing real-time financial insights. As the GRC industry trends towards intelligence and proactive risk management, LogicGate's priorities include further product innovation and expanding AI capabilities to help customers navigate the evolving risk landscape.
Dawson Geophysical Company purchases ultralight seismic land nodes from Geospace Technologies. Geospace Technologies Corporation and Dawson Geophysical Company jointly announced the first major sale of the Geospace Pioneer ultralight seismic land node to Dawson, a geophysical services provider. The estimated value of the agreement is expected to reach approximately $24 million based on current contract terms. The delivery of Pioneer will begin in the third quarter of 2025. Geospace Technologies President and CEO Rich Kelly highlighted the high data quality output and operational efficiency gains of the Pioneer nodes. Dawson's President and CEO Tony Clark expressed confidence in the investment to increase channel count and improve operational efficiencies with the lightweight equipment. The Pioneer node, weighing less than 0.5 kilograms, offers precise, high-resolution survey data with an exclusive quick deploy feature and a proprietary 5Hz geophone for better image quality. For more information, visit Geospace's website. Q&A with Navin Gurnani, CEO of Code Ninjas. Navin Gurnani, CEO of Code Ninjas, brings over 20 years of leadership experience to the world's largest kids coding franchise. Code Ninjas offers programs for kids aged 5 to 15, focusing on critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, and collaboration. With a strong presence in the US, Canada, and UK, Code Ninjas plans to expand internationally and into new markets like Denver, Brooklyn, Long Island, and San Francisco. By equipping children with coding, game development, and robotic skills, Code Ninjas prepares them for a tech-driven future. The franchise model ensures a high-quality experience through training, support, and a consistent curriculum. Franchisees receive comprehensive onboarding, coaching, and marketing support, setting them up for success. Code Ninjas aims to lead the way in STEM education, making it engaging and accessible for all children. Prospective franchisees can benefit from the growing demand for tech education and youth enrichment, creating a profitable and purposeful opportunity.
Tech media breaks, wearable devices lidded, NASDAQ WLDS, WLDSW, secures U.S. patent for gesture and voice-controlled neural interface. Wearable Devices Ltd., a technology growth company, has secured a U.S. patent for its gesture and voice-controlled interface device. This patent covers neural interface technology that enables gesture-based control and real-world physical measurements from the wrist. The technology supports applications in XR immersion, industrial efficiency, logistics accuracy, and assistive solutions for individuals with severe disabilities. This grant reinforces the company's position in developing next-generation wearable biopotential sensors. Wearable Devices is revolutionizing human-computer interaction through its AI-powered neural input technology for consumer and business markets. The company's products, including the Mudra Band for iOS and Mudra Link for Android, enable touch-free interaction by transforming finger and wrist movements into intuitive controls. Wearable Devices' ordinary shares and warrants trade on the NASDAQ under the symbols WLDS and WLDSW, respectively.
StoreOne's efficient platform cuts Storage Guardian's data center footprint by 80%. StoreOne, known for its efficient storage platform, announced a milestone in its partnership with Storage Guardian. By using StoreOne's software-defined storage platform, Storage Guardian reduced its storage footprint from 9 cabinets to 2 while expanding services. Storage Guardian offers backup, disaster recovery, and cyber resilience services using Veeam and automation workflows to protect workloads. This consolidation not only reduced physical space and power consumption, but also improved service delivery. StoreOne's platform optimizes storage operations, enabling Storage Guardian to scale sustainably and efficiently. By integrating leading data protection tools, Storage Guardian achieves faster backup and recovery times, proving that efficient infrastructure can reduce costs, improve services, and meet sustainability goals simultaneously.
Study reveals potential way to treat pediatric gliomas. A joint study between the Broad Institute and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has discovered a new and potentially effective way to treat pediatric gliomas. The research revealed that a percentage of children diagnosed with gliomas, an incredibly common type of pediatric brain cancer, may respond to certain inhibitors that have already been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. As the search for new therapeutics targeting pediatric cancers continues through the work of companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., the efforts being undertaken to address this critical need are showing promising results.
Meta announces updated scam detection alerts for WhatsApp. Meta has introduced new safety features on WhatsApp to protect users from online scams. This update aims to make it harder for scammers to trick people into giving away personal information. As efforts to make platforms like WhatsApp scam-free continue, legitimate entities like Thumbs Up Media Corp could benefit.
Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focusing on technology companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and social media distribution to reach a wide audience. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Investor news breaks: Solowin Holdings, Nasdaq SWIN, hits $100 million in transaction volume for licensed coin in coin out services. Solowin Holdings, a financial services firm, announced that its subsidiary Solomon JFZ Asia Holdings Limited has achieved $100 million in transaction volume for licensed coin in and coin out services in Hong Kong. This milestone follows Solomon's recent licensing from the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, allowing regulated fiat to digital asset connectivity. Solomon's platform meets strict compliance standards, including asset custody, AML KYC, and market integrity requirements. Solowin plans to deepen partnerships with stablecoin issuers, explore institutional staking products, and expand into real-world asset tokenization and institutional-grade DeFi solutions. For more information, visit Solowin's website at solowin.io. DC Blocks lands $1.5 billion green loan to develop Atlanta Data Center Campus. DC Blocks has secured $1.15 billion in green loan financing for a data center campus in Douglas County, Georgia. The funds will support a 120-megawatt data center with an additional 80 megawatts available by 2027. This project follows recent DC Blocks expansions across the Southeast, including hyperscale edge nodes. With Atlanta being the fastest-growing data center market in the U.S., DC Blocks is poised for significant growth. The financing, led by ING Capital LLC, Mizuho Bank, Litid, and Natixis CIB, positions DC Blocks to meet the rising demand for digital infrastructure in the region. Post Road Group, a key investor, commended DC Blocks' customer-focused approach. For more information, visit www.dcblocks.com. Hydromer, Inc. reports preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended June 30, 2025. Hydromer, Inc., a leader in hydrophilic, thromboresistant, and antimicrobial coating technologies for medical devices, reported preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended June 30, 2025. The company generated $0.94 million in revenue, a 14% increase from the same period in 2024. Despite a net loss of $38,000 due to legal and professional matters, as well as expenses for facility and equipment upgrades, CEO Michael E. Torti remains optimistic. He sees these expenses as strategic investments for future growth, innovation, and market expansion. Hydromer continues to focus on advancing its product pipeline, forming new partnerships, and driving operational efficiency to achieve long-term success.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., NYSE American CLDI, reports Q2 2025 results and business highlights. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., traded on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, reported their Q2 2025 results, showing a net loss of $5.7 million or $1.99 per share, compared to $7.4 million or $0.1675 cents per share in Q2 2024. Research and development expenses were $2.6 million, while general and administrative expenses were $3.1 million. The company ended the quarter with $5.3 million in cash. Recent highlights include new preclinical data on CLD-401, $4.6 million raised in a warrant inducement offering, and FDA Fast Track designation for CLD-201 in soft tissue sarcoma. For more information, visit Kaliti Biotherapeutics Newsroom. Saxo Bank foresees further bullish movement for gold this year. Saxo Bank anticipates further bullish movement for gold this year, despite recent sideways trading. The bank believes there is still room for upward movement, with a potential shift if gold drops below $2,945 an ounce. This outlook could benefit entities like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., TM, and attract more investment. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
HG Insights launches industry's first agentic ecosystem to transform B2B sales and RevOps GTM. HG Insights has launched the industry's first agentic ecosystem to revolutionize B2B sales and RevOps GTM. This new ecosystem combines AI-driven GTM solutions with real-time agentic activation, including the acquisition of Mad Kudu. Sales and RevOps leaders can utilize their own agents or HG Insights predefined copilots to leverage comprehensive revenue growth intelligence datasets. This end-to-end AI-powered GTM platform integrates TrustRadius buyer intelligence with HG Insights RGI data fabric, providing solutions for strategy, RevOps, sales, and marketing. The platform aims to bridge the gap between buyers and sellers, accelerating revenue growth and retention. Mad Kudu's acquisition enhances GTM agility with signal-based workflows for efficient selling and marketing. HG Insights offers GTM copilots like Market Analyzer, Sales Copilot, and RevOps AI Data Studio to optimize the GTM journey from buyers to sellers. This launch marks a transformative moment in the GTM landscape, redefining the future of revenue growth.
45 Drives announces third wave of creators for 2025 Creator Summit. Level 1 Tech's Wendell Wilson, NGW Post's Nick Witzinski, and cinematographer Joseph DiGiovanna join the lineup. 45 Drives has announced the addition of Wendell Wilson from Level 1 Tech's, Nick Witzinski from NGW Post, and cinematographer Joseph DiGiovanna to the lineup for the 2025 Creators Summit. This year's event will debut in the U.S. and launch 45 Studio, a division focused on high-performance creative workflows. The summit will feature key figures like Deadmau5 and Tom Lawrence, offering insights into enterprise hardware and open-source applications. Nick Witzinski, known for his post-production expertise, is eager to connect with industry leaders at the summit. Joseph DiGiovanna, with over 30 million images of NYC captured, has transformed his workflow with a 45 Drive server. The event will showcase innovations in open-source storage and tailored hardware solutions, providing a platform for collaboration and breakthroughs in technology.
Wines unveils Wines Technology and Risk Advisory Services. Wines, a premier advisory and accounting firm, has launched Wines Technology and Risk to address the rising threat of cyber attacks and increasing regulatory scrutiny facing today's businesses. The new service line delivers end-to-end cybersecurity, IT governance, and risk advisory solutions tailored for mid-market companies navigating the complex digital landscape. With over 30 years of combined experience, the Wines Technology and Risk team offers expertise in areas such as PCI DSS, HIPAA, ISO 27001, SOC reporting, virtual CISO services, security awareness training, penetration testing, incident response planning, and advanced advisory analytics. By centralizing technology and risk expertise, Wines provides integrated solutions to help businesses build resilience, meet compliance standards, and extract value from data across various industries. Contact the Wines Technology and Risk team to learn more about how they can support your organization's cybersecurity and compliance goals.
Zycon announces Unboxed, a Zycon learning experience, a full-day educational event for label and packaging professionals. Zycon announces Unboxed, a Zycon learning experience, a full-day educational event for label and packaging professionals. This immersive event, taking place at the Zycon North American Innovation Center in Elgin, Illinois, offers attendees curated sessions, real-world demos, and opportunities for candid conversations with industry experts. Designed to provide actionable insights for professionals across the label and packaging value chain, Unboxed emphasizes education over sales and discovery over product pitches. The event will feature educational sessions, real-world demonstrations, a live case study with RepaCorp, interactive sample stations, one-to-one conversations with Zycon leadership, and a private dinner cruise on the Chicago River. Whether you're a printer, converter, brand manager, designer, or creative agency, Unboxed offers a hands-on opportunity to learn from experts in a dynamic environment. Secure your seat for this insight-driven experience on Wednesday, September 25th, 2025, at the Zycon North American Innovation Center in Elgin, IL.
Amazon takes stake in IonQ, raising the quantum computing stakes. Amazon.com Inc. deepens its bet on quantum computing by taking a $36.7 million equity stake in IonQ Inc. This move highlights Amazon's interest in emerging technologies beyond AI. The investment strengthens IonQ's ties to Amazon Web Services, adding to the competition among hyperscalers for quantum capabilities.
IonQ, already serving AWS and Microsoft Corp's Azure, is in a high-stakes race to commercialize quantum solutions. Shares of IonQ rose 3.5% to $41.90, with an average price target of $45. Analysts see massive upside potential in IonQ, as quantum computing promises exponential processing power improvements. Amazon's stake signifies a strategic commitment to quantum technology, aiming to control the infrastructure of a quantum-enabled economy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.